This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, we have a chance to catch up with Denny McCamick and Sean Gifford from Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro. Gentlemen, welcome to WSMI. Good to have you here.
Hi, Terry. Thanks for having us.
Denny, let's go right to you. Diamonds and Dogs. What a unique idea. How did it come about?
Well, I almost want to tell you it was a bottle of wine, Terry, that made that happen. But, you know, can you believe it? It's been 3.5 years. We opened that up October 2013. And we really went with the Diamonds and Dogs because all our friends out there, they would just think they're nuts. I mean, who's going to name that Diamonds and Dogs? But what we soon found out, Terry, is we have man's best friend and woman's best friend under one roof, and you can drive a long way and never see another one, but it works. And like I say, 3.5 years later, here we are.
As I like to tell people when they ask me about it, I said, only in America, folks, only in America can
Absolutely.
You have Diamonds and Dogs, and it's only in Hillsboro.
That's right. That's right. And it's just really worked out well. The hunting buddies that I have, they come in to get dog food, and you know, while they're there, they say, oh, it's my anniversary, it's my wife's birthday, you know, hey, I better take care of her while I'm here. And so they go out and see Kathy, and the magic happens, and it's just worked really well.
And Sean Gifford's in with us today, and Sean is the guy, right, that works on the jewelry.
That's right.
What does that mean, Sean, exactly? I mean, are you the designer, the repairer, the
Primarily the repairer. We do some design, but it's mostly repair right now.
So people don't have to drive 50 miles to find a jeweler that can repair
That's
jewelry.
Right. All right in-house and right there on the location.
How did you get interested in that line of work?
Well, I've always worked with my hands and jewelry's always appealed to me in that. And the opportunity sort of fell in my lap, so to speak.
It's always better to be lucky than good, right? And best to be lucky and good.
Absolutely.
You can work that, yes.
That's right.
Yeah. We ended up sending him to school. Sean went to school, and he might want to talk about that down in Florida. And it was a little bit expensive, Terry, and I had to borrow some money from the bank. And the banker says, are you crazy sending him to Florida and you staying here in the wintertime? But that's what we did. And now that's been, what, two and a half years ago?
Yeah, so. 2 years ago.
Denny, now that's probably not the first time somebody's accused you of being crazy.
No,
right?
No, it's not the first time.
I just want to get that on the record here.
Absolutely.
Just in case. Sean, explain to us about your experience going to school and how that was. And Especially in Florida.
It was great. It's hard to argue with the Florida weather, for sure. It was right by Fort Lauderdale. It was a really intensive course, but the instructor made it really interesting and fun, and it was really challenging naturally, and it was a rewarding experience.
Each line of business has its own unique things that they work on when they're teaching people for a career. What sort of things do you work on at a school like you attended?
It was almost exclusively hands-on. You know, we just jumped in right from day one and started actually repairing and getting the techniques of the soldering and, you know, things like that, the temperatures and the way you go about approaching a particular job.
It's not like, it's not just taking a gem and putting some super glue on it, is it?
Not every time.
No. Well, there are a lot of special occasions coming up where people have jewelry that does that they would like to have repaired, and obviously Diamonds and Dogs is the place to take it.
Well, we would want them to, for sure.
What's the normal turnaround time on a repair job?
It's typically a day. Usually, you know, about the same time the next day the piece is ready, unless it's a, you know, real involved piece, or if we've got a, you know, naturally a whole bunch of work backed up. But generally, it's about a 24-hour period.
Denny, when they say Diamonds and Dogs, and they know you've got all sorts of dog food and pet supplies, and let's talk a little bit about the supply of jewelry that's available. I mean, this is a full-line jewelry store.
It is a full line. The first couple years, we was really weak on wedding rings and wedding sets, and so I think about the third year, we branched out, and we bought what they call Forever and Ever. And it's a 132-piece set that can be customized in any way, i.e. if a lady comes in and says, you know, I love that ring, but I'd rather have a square diamond or a heart-shaped diamond. We can make a call, and the ring comes in with the diamond that she chooses. It's something else about that, Terry, that's really neat. And Sean sees this all the time in his repair business. And I think one of the reasons that we're so busy is people trust us because we're from the small town. Before, when you went to see your jeweler, a lot of people in the area, they send them off in the mail and they'd be gone 6 or 7 weeks. And you never knew. And you had these horror stories of, I don't get my diamond back. Well, with the Ever and Ever collection that we have, we can code them. They actually, on your diamond that you choose out, they code that diamond with a number that you can see through a magnifier, and it really is great. Like the last one we done, they put the date of their first date on there. So if she ever sends her diamond in and she has a question, all she has to do is get what we call a loop that magnifies it 10 times, and she can see, is that my diamond or did they replace it? So we're coding all the diamonds now that come through there on a new purchase.
So not only do you get to actually pick your design and have a wide array of designs to choose from, but as you mentioned, and the one point I wanted to make is it's local.
It's local. And, you know, I would never would have dreamed we'd be that busy. You know, you think, where is all this stuff coming from? They must have been saving it up. But I think it's what we just talked about. People was uncomfortable with the jewelry store that says, you know what, I need to mail this off. It'll be back in 6 or 7 weeks. And they didn't know where it was going. And they didn't like that. And I think that's where a lot of our business comes from.
And, Sean, I bet people walk in off the street and they'll say, hey, can we do this to this particular piece of jewelry? Sometimes they want to change the design or something like that, and you're the guy to see. Do people do that?
They do. We have a lot of discussions about different, you know, they have a lot of ideas about ways they want to approach a certain piece or ways they'd like to customize it, and we try to accommodate them whenever possible. You know, some ideas just can't be done, but anytime we can, we do.
Are you also involved in the cleaning of jewelry?
Absolutely. Yep.
Something that needs to be done more than we think, probably.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, we'll be glad to clean that. If you're in there shopping, if you know you're coming in, we can do what we call just an easy clean, so to speak, in 5 to 10 minutes while you're shopping. We can clean it up. You know, if Sean's got to get out the buffers and all that stuff, obviously it's going to take longer. But just the easy clean, we do that while you're shopping.
Danny, let's talk a little bit about the pet side of things. Is there a particular brand that seems to be the most popular?
Purina Pro Plan. It's just been unbelievable. And it's, you know, people come in and especially on the hunting dog side, them working dogs.
I see you got the Cranny Mac shirt on today.
Cranny Mac shirt. Don't want to forget about Cranny Mac. Right. We're still open, got plenty of quail, so come right on out and hunt. But this Pro Plan, people come in all the time. And it just happened to me the other day. David Jenkins out of Raymond came in and said, you know, I put my dog on that sport, and I seen a difference. And the coat, the skin, how the dog looks and performance, there is a difference. And in 8 days, he said he's seen the difference.
And, of course, Purina has been around forever. And
absolutely,
this company has heavily invested in research as far as pet food is concerned.
Absolutely. We've been thrilled. We probably get a truck in every Thursdays. We sell that much Purina Pro Plan.
And you're selling the big, huge bags. You're not just selling a little 5-pound bag.
Well,
you sell those too, but
That was a learning curve. Yeah. You know, I've always been, well, not always, but I've been in the hunting business, and all my guys want big bags. When we, it was the first week in Diamonds and Dogs back in 2013. You know, when some of the ladies come in, I don't care what kind of value you can show them on that big bag. They want that small bag for their little dog at home, and that's what they want. So, you know, you had to have a learning curve for them. We had to have the small bags.
That way they could carry it.
Right.
And it's all the important thing. What are the hours of operation at Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro?
It's 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. And I just want to add, Terry, I think this is real important. Sean, I think, has got the best job in the whole world.
Next to me.
Next to you. But I'm not sure you even get this, because we see this a lot at Diamonds and Dogs. Sean, somebody will bring in a broken ring or something happened to this ring, and Sean takes it back there and does his magic on it. And when they come, Terry, they see this brand new looking ring with tears in their eyes. They want to hug Sean. Now, I work with dogs every day, and I ain't had a dog hug me yet. But Sean's business, what he does, I think he's got the best job in the world, because he makes a difference in the lives of people out there that has jewelry that maybe their great-great-grandmother owned.
And that's very, very important as far as the emotions are concerned.
Absolutely.
To a family and to family members. So,
right.
Sean, I agree. Sean, you probably do have one of the best jobs in the world, if not the best.
So. Oh, it's very rewarding for sure.
Dennis McCamick and Sean Gifford from Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro.